There's a street drug that barely registers on graphs put out by the state measuring death by drug overdose, but it's a drug seen as an emerging threat here. Some drug users, doctors, and drug intelligence experts are warning of the dangers of meth, methamphetamine, a long-standing problem in more rural states. This morning, WBUR's Martha Biebinger takes a look at how meth is compounding this state's opioid epidemic.
Meth is a stimulant, like cocaine. There's a form called crystal meth that looks like shiny, bluish chunks of glass. And there's a white powder, which is how a man we'll call just Michael, because of his illegal drug use, was introduced to meth about 3 years ago.
Me and my girlfriend had a heroin dealer lacing our heroin with meth. Then I shot it, just meth, straight, and I fell in love.
A few steps away, on a city block in Cambridge, a woman named Jade says people of all ages are falling into the same trap.
Young kids, older people doing meth because you're in your 60s and 70s, it makes you feel 20. Physically, yeah, it's an amazing feeling, but it's an evil, evil, evil drug.
Because a user speeds through 2, 3, or 4 days without sleep, crashes, and then repeats, damaging their heart, lungs, kidneys, teeth, and skin.
You see these sores on my face?
Yep.
This is from meth.
Jade points to scabs and more open wounds on her forehead and cheeks. Michael pulls up a pant leg to reveal a calf pocked with sores. But he's hooked.
You think the heroin epidemic's something? You have no clue. Like, everybody's switching to it.
Switching to?
The meth.
Switching, says Michael, because meth is cheaper and users don't feel as sick when they come down. Women say they smoke, snort, or inject meth to stay awake at night and avoid rape or theft. Other drug users say they tried meth because they were afraid of overdosing on fentanyl. But now there are reports of fentanyl added to meth, either intentionally or accidentally. Michael says more meth is bad news for everybody. Think of it, he says. With opioids, a drug user just nods off.
A meth head's out freaking out, running around the streets, and when they don't have what they want, they're going to do whatever they have to do to get it. The heroin epidemic is like preschool hour compared to when this gets full tilt.
In the Boston area, meth may hit full tilt sooner rather than later.
I think we're on the verge of it really engulfing our drug-using population out here.
Kristen Dineski is the outreach manager at Access, a drop-in center for drug users in Cambridge that offers support groups on needle exchange, basic nursing, and overdose education. Dineski says about a quarter of her clients are using meth, more than double the rate 2 years ago, and it continues to rise.
We've really had to research new resources for people because we don't have a lot of them here.
So Dineski is downloading brochures and articles about meth alerts from the West and Midwest, where meth is already entrenched in the drug supply. Doctors are looking west as well for guidance. A patient who is bouncing around a room on meth is very different from one slumped on a couch, sedated by heroin or fentanyl. Dr. Laura Keough runs a walk-in clinic for substance use disorder at Massachusetts General Hospital.
When people come in under the influence of methamphetamine, they can often be very paranoid. They can be fearful. So it's important for all staff, including front desk staff, to be trained in how to de-escalate.
To help, Keough tells staff to move meth patients to the top of her walk-in list. But once inside the exam room, Keough's treatment options are limited. Some meth users take an ADHD med like Adderall or Vyvanse, which are in the same family as meth, to manage their addiction. But those drugs are not approved for treatment. Keough says the few programs that treat a meth addiction use rewards and relapse warning cues.
Behavioral interventions that are very difficult for people to access when they're in the throes of addiction, particularly if they're living in environments where there's a lot of drug use or on the street.
Those are some of the challenges with meth and treatment. Now, here's how meth is messing up treatment for an opioid addiction. Patients addicted to heroin are often prescribed a daily medication to curb their cravings. But lately, Keough says many patients will try meth while in treatment for their opioid use disorder, and then they lose track of the treatment plan.
There's this kind of binge and crash cycle, which makes it very hard for people to keep appointments, to show up on time, to really engage in care.
Across the country, meth overdoses are up, with symptoms of heart attack, seizure, paranoia, or a stroke. But meth barely shows in current death data for Massachusetts. John Eadie is not surprised.
You're not going to necessarily see the full impact of what started up with abuse of meth right now for another 4 or 5 years.
Eadie works with the National Emerging Threat Initiative, a program inside the U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration. He says brain and heart damage from meth is cumulative, not immediate. Eadie co-authored a report released in September that warns of surging supply and demand across the country for cocaine and meth. Eadie says backyard meth labs are largely gone, replaced by meth that comes into the U.S. through some of the same Mexican cartels that market it along with heroin, fentanyl, and cocaine.
So what you're dealing with now is a much more pure meth and with people very actively promoting its use. And it's very dangerous and will cost many lives.
If concern about meth isn't front and center in Massachusetts, says Eadie, it should be.
It'll catch up with you. What's going on in the nation is simply a forerunner for what you can expect there in the Northeast.
The new warnings about meth, on top of evidence that cocaine and benzos are present with fentanyl in the vast majority of OD deaths, suggest we no longer have an opioid-specific epidemic, says Michael Botticelli with the Graykin Center at Boston Medical Center.
The data are pretty clear that we have a drug use epidemic and a drug overdose epidemic. I think we have to really be careful that our strategies speak to all of those issues.
We have to focus, says Botticelli, on the deeper reasons our friends and family members use drugs. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Martha Biebinger.